Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you, Jay?
Gentry, what's going on? Tell a few jokes, try to make a living. That's a gig, you know?
Yeah, man, you're doing a pretty good job of it. I actually saw you. I was lucky enough to see you in action, and I was surprised. It was kind of a small spot, Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club, and I gained a lot of respect for you that night because I was like, this guy's really putting in the work. You were taking, like, comedy batting practice.
When was that?
That was about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. I'm still there.
You're still going there. Wow. Is that kind of like your batting practice where you just go there to practice, or is that your spot?
Well, it's a good place to try out jokes and things. You know, I'm dyslexic, so I don't write anything down. So if I don't carry it in my head, I lose it. So you go in there and you try out jokes and you see what happens.
You put in the work, and this new show, I can see you're working at it, but you're having a lot of fun. Jay's Garage kind of reminds me of when you did that bit, jaywalking on the street. You really
right.
kind of seem at home now in the garage with these cars.
Oh, yeah, that's really the fun thing to do, you know. I call up celebrities, and I go, look, would you come on the car show? And they go, well, I don't know. And I go, look, I don't care about your drug bust. I'm not interested in a divorce. I'm not going to talk about your DUI. We're just going to talk about, you know, fun stuff. Oh, okay, fine. And then, you know, when people realize you're not going to break your word, they come on the show and they have a good time. And that's really what makes it fun.
It's a good lineup, too. You got Tim Allen coming on. I saw Kelly Clarkson, Tony Hawk. And then the one I'm looking forward to watching this season is Elon.
You know something? I was with Elon down there in Texas. It's at Starbase. We've done stuff with cars of Elon. This time it was rockets. And just fascinating. I mean, you realize the guy is really a genius. You know, you meet people and they look kind of like you or your friends, so you think they're normal, you know. And he's not. I mean, as we're talking, he wants to put 1,000 rockets. He wants to build 1,000 rockets to go to Mars on a continuing basis to start a colony, because he wants us to be a multi-planet species. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, you know, he came to see me in 2007 with the prototype for his Tesla Roadster, and it was the very first one. And I drove the car, and I was impressed with it. And he said, I'm going to build charging stations all up and down the coast so you get free electricity. And I'm going, yeah, okay, that'll happen. Yeah, sure. And it did. I mean, he built the charging stations as he was building the car because he assumed it would be successful. And, you know, all these other companies build electric cars. There's no place to charge them, you know, whereas Elon has already got that going. And so, I mean, it's fascinating to hear him speak. We shot with President Biden and everybody. God, we had Danica Patrick on the show. We had Pitbull. We had Tony Hawk, Mike Rowe. I mean, Gabriel Iglesias, very funny guy. Kelly Clarkson. It's interesting. You know, President Biden has a '67 Corvette that his dad gave him as a wedding gift, and he's had it since '67. He's the original owner.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we went out. You know, presidents lose their license for life. Do you know that? When you become president, you're never allowed to drive a car again.
I had no idea. Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
President. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, the idea is they're chauffeured everywhere because of threats and whatnot. You can't have a president behind the wheel because of liability, you know. So anyway, we took his Corvette. We went down to the Secret Service Training Center in Virginia and in Maryland, rather. And there's hundreds of miles of track. That's where they train the Secret Service in high-speed driving. And we're doing burnouts with him and his Corvette. And it was very funny. It was very funny. He likes to drive.
Jay Leno's Garage Season 7 premieres tomorrow night, 10 o'clock on CNBC. Are you bullish on these battery cars? I know you talked to Elon Musk and you were impressed with the Tesla, but what do you think about the future of taking away your gas-guzzling classics you have?
Well, I think it'll be the savior of the gas-guzzling classics, because the idea will be there won't be as much emphasis on pollution because people will be driving electric cars. I mean, to me, if you have like a Corvette or a Ferrari or even a Mustang or something, to sit on the L.A. freeway at 12 miles per gallon doesn't make any sense. You're not going fast. You're just burning fuel. So why not use your electric car during the week to commute and run errands? And then, as you would a snowmobile or a recreational vehicle or even a horse, use it for recreation on the weekends. You know, that's what I do every weekend. I go to some car show somewhere, and I bring a classic car and hang out and talk to other people and lie and whatnot, you know. But during the week, I drive something electric because, first of all, I don't want my classic sitting in 100-degree heat in L.A., you know. So it sort of makes sense.
Yeah, according to the internet, you have over $50 million worth of cars. Is that accurate?
No, not much, really. But, I mean, it's interesting to see how much they've gone up in value. I mean, the F1 McLaren, I bought that in 98 for $800,000. People thought I was crazy. And the last offer I got on it was 20 mil. So there you go. I'll take it.
That's amazing. I'd like to talk to you a little bit, of course, about the Tonight Show. I want to talk about the music side of things. I'm friends with Big Shaquille O'Neal, so I just reminisced and watched the 1998 Shaq episode where he came out and did a little rapping for you. But you guys actually on that Tonight Show were breaking bands at the time. What's one of the bands that you guys broke that we probably didn't realize got their start on your show?
Well, I know someone who got their start on our show was, I was the first one to put on Celine Dion. That wasn't a band, but she was totally unknown, and she sang the song from Titanic, which I don't think anybody had heard yet, and that just went through the roof. Kelly Clarkson, God, we've had everybody on. Garth Brooks, I think I became really close friends with Garth, and funny guy, nice guy, obviously brilliant singer, songwriter, but he did our late night show almost exclusively. He was always a good friend to us. I like Garth a lot.
And that's something that goes hand in hand, Jay, when you're listening to music and cruising in a car. What songs, what kind of music is Jay Leno listening to that he really enjoys with the top down cruising through L.A.?
Well, I'm a child of the 60s, so anything from the 60s, early Motown. I'm a huge fan of early Motown. All of that. Yeah, that's pretty much my wheelhouse. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm listening to oldies I didn't hear the first time. I go, hey, wait a minute, that's an oldie? So.
Jay Leno's Garage Season 7, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm hoping you could tell a couple of quick stories and confirm that they're true. While everyone out there in the Tonight Show game was playing checkers, my man Jay Leno was playing chess. Tell our audience a story about how you turned down $25,000 an episode when you'd fill in for Johnny, and you decided to just take the $500 or whatever they paid you, and then you ended up getting the gig. What a story!
Well, scale was $512. When you did a talk show, you got $512. And there was a time when we had rotating. They had rotating guest hosts because Johnny was taking a lot of time off. There were about seven or eight of us that rotated, you know, and seven of them were all handled by the same manager. So he called me up and he said, "Listen, we're going to go to Johnny, and we want to get you guys $25,000 a night for hosting." And I said, "Well, I've been hosting for $512. He goes, "I know, but I can get you $25,000. I said, "You know, I'm just grateful to be hosting. I'm going to keep my $512. He says, "Okay, but I'm telling you, you know, if you want to join me." And I said, "No, I don't do that." You know, now I knew Johnny owned the show. And at some point, somebody said, let's look at the ratings. All these guys get about the same rating, except this one saves us about $500,000 a show.
Bingo.
Why don't we keep him? You know, it just seemed like common sense to me.
It was brilliant.
And I think the big money would come later. You know, that's the thing about show. I never took a job. First of all, show business pays better than any other job you could have, assuming you've got anything going at all. So if you just wait long enough, it'll happen, you know. and don't get greedy. And to me, I always took the job and then asked how much it paid later. Because I always say, I mean, I have this argument with a friend of mine who turned down a job once, and I said, what are you doing on a Tuesday that's worth 10 grand? Really? Really? What are you doing? Well, if I set my price too low, you know, no. You know, your talent will dictate your price, okay? Just do the job. Let people see you, and they'll decide whether they want to pay your salary or not, you know? And that's kind of always worked for me.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Very sound advice. And then finally, I've heard you tell a heartfelt story about one of the comics you really respected and idolized, Rodney Dangerfield. You believe one night on The Tonight Show, he had a stroke on the show, and you ended up...
Well, what happened?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
You know, I love Rodney. When I was a kid, I used to watch Rodney with Johnny, and I used to like Johnny setting up, things are bad, Rodney. Oh, Johnny, I tell you, things are terrible, you know. And Johnny would just do the straight line. And I thought, how much fun to be the straight man with Rodney. So I got to do it quite a bit. And in 2004, Rodney came on the show. And, you know, as a comic, it's like when you know an athlete or a musician, you know their moves. And you can tell they're still good, but they're a little off. And I said, Rodney looked a little off. And I said to my producer, I said, Deb, I think Rodney's having a stroke. Call a paramedic. She goes, what? I go, no, he's sweating an awful lot. He looks a little, you know. Okay, so we called the paramedic. So Rodney finished his stand-up, very funny. He sat down in the chair. Things are okay now, Jay, but I tell you last week, oh, gosh, you know, Rodney's doing his whole thing. And he was really funny, you know. So the show ends, and Rodney's sitting in his dressing room. By that time, the paramedics have showed up, and I went and I said, Rodney, the paramedics are here. They want to examine you. He goes, why? What's wrong? I said, Rodney, I think you're having a stroke. He goes, no, I'm not having a stroke. Well, he did have a stroke, and they took him out in a stretcher, and they took him to the hospital. And he didn't last much longer. So a couple weeks later, Joan, his wife, calls me and says, Jay, can you come to the hospital? Rodney's in a coma. Okay. So we get there, and Rodney's lying there with his eyes open, you know. And Joan says, the doctor says he can hear us and understand us, but he can't react. Okay. So I'm telling Rodney how much I love him and how much he meant to all the comedians and how nice he was to put us all on his show and, you know, all these kind of things, you know. So then Joan says to me, Jay, put your finger in Rodney's hand. She goes, Rodney, if you know it's Jay, try and squeeze his finger. So I feel just a slight squeeze. And I leaned in and I said, Rodney, that's not my finger.
Oh,
so
man.
Rodney did a he did a twitch. He jumped and then his wife screamed, he moved, he heard it, he got the joke. You know, so it was like... Oh, it was just so much fun to make, just try and make Rodney laugh one last time, you know. And I know it's some people might think it's a cruel story, but it's not. It's just comics, you know. And it was just a wonderful moment. He didn't last much longer after that, sadly. But it was great to finally connect with Rodney like that, you know.
Laughter is really the best medicine, and get some of it tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern on CNBC. Our guest, Jay Leno, and Jay Leno's Garage, Season 7 premieres tomorrow night. Best of luck with the new season, and thanks so much for your time, Jay. Big fan of yours.
Hey, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.